Chapter 6. All that remained of the smelting center was a 10-kilometer impact basin, ringed by a rim of sheer cliffs and broken stone. A day after the strike, the crater floor continued to glow and smoke, and Luke saw no activity there. But the surrounding plain shimmered with tiny flecks of color, the running lights and flood lamps of emergency crews digging through rubble sprays that had once been milling domes and flotation tanks. Though the effort was still being called a rescue operation, it had been 20 hours since anyone had been found alive.
"I'm gonna kill them," Lando said.
He was standing next to Luke in the infirmary. Despite 3 broken ribs and a badly gashed face, he had spent the last 24 hours personally directing the rescue effort from this makeshift headquarters.
"Krathus and Marvid both. I'm gonna hunt them down and put a pair of disruptor beams through their heads. Maybe 3 or 4.
"You have a disruptor?" Luke asked.
Disruptor weapons disintegrated their targets at the molecular level, causing so much pain in the process that they were banned in nearly every civilized society in the galaxy. Lando shot him a glower.
"I can afford to buy one, you know."
"I'm sure you can," Luke said.
The rage in Lando's force aura made it impossible to read his true intentions, so it seemed possible that he was serious.
"But you might want to hold off on that."
"And why would that be, Master Skywalker?"
asked Dina Yuce, who was also standing next to Luke, opposite Lando. Though she still had a few bruises on one side of her elegant face, she had avoided any serious injuries by ducking behind a seat as the shockwave hit.
"Perhaps you intend to make the kill yourself?"
"There isn't going to be a kill," Luke said,
a little taken aback by her suggestion.
"At least not until we have proof of the Kref's guilt. And even then, only if there's no other way to bring them to justice."
Dina's lips tightened in mock disappointment.
"That's very noble, Master Skywalker, but we have all the proof we require. The Kref's threats were quite explicit."
She shot him an odd smile, then continued.
"I'll happily swear to it, if that'll soothe your Jedi conscience."
"That won't be necessary," Luke said.
He couldn't quite decide whether she was trying to flirt with him or sick him on the beings she held responsible for the destruction of the refinery.
"It's not my Jedi conscience that concerns me. It's our emotions. Anger clouds judgment. So does fear."
"And that way lies the dark side. I know."
Lando's voice grew bitter.
"I've got news for you, old buddy. The dark side is already here. It just killed 28,000 of my people and put Han and Leia both into a coma."
"And rushing to judgment won't change that," Luke said.
Anger did not begin to describe how he felt about what had happened to the Solos. The shockwave had caught them head on, blowing the shattered viewscreen into their faces and leaving them both so badly injured that their recovery remained doubtful even now. A part of Luke wanted to join in Lando's rage and pursue the vengeance Dina advocated. But he did not dare act on those emotions. Not while they remained so powerful and raw.
"We need to confirm our suspicions before we act."
"That's easy to say," Dina replied, "but hard to accomplish. All we really know about the attack is that someone used a laser torch to cut away the safety chocks on all 4 tractor beam generators at Crash Pit 1.
Luke raised his brow.
"Are you sure it was a laser torch?" he asked. "There are other ways to cut..."
"I know what you're thinking," Lando interrupted. "But forget about Sith. It wasn't a lightsaber. We found pieces of a torch rig near one of the generator turrets.